Listen to a man answering questions about his passion for podcasts. While listening to Neil's answers, 1 to 6, match them with the interviewer's questions A to H. There is one question that you do not need. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. Example.
I've always listened to the radio, and for me, it's a similar experience. When I was a kid, I used to listen to the radio commentary of basketball matches, and that's how it started.
Question 1.
There is a podcast named Sport for Everybody. Every day, you can listen to sports news and great stories of the best athletes.
Question 2.
I love comics, and I buy one almost every week. That's how I discovered Comic Pal a week ago, which has interviews with comic book creators from all over the world. It's very well done, and I recommend it to every comic lover.
Question 3.
I've discovered amazing books while listening to LitPod, which has a new episode every Tuesday. It's about everything from great new books to favorite classics, from young adult novels to the latest on-screen adaptations.
Question 4.
A friend who plays the guitar told me about a new podcast about famous musicians and their lives, but I can't remember the name. Oh yes, I've got it. It's Music Tales.
Question 5.
Absolutely. I can't really wake up in the morning without a good news program. And a lot of people are just like me. However, I don't have a TV set, and reading a newspaper takes too much time. Listening to the daily news podcast is perfect for me.
Question 6.
I can't easily get to sleep at night. I tried everything and nothing worked. Then, one day, a friend told me about a history podcast he really liked. I found it incredibly boring, but now I know what to do when I go to bed.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
I've always listened to the radio, and for me, it's a similar experience. When I was a kid, I used to listen to the radio commentary of basketball matches, and that's how it started.
Question 1.
There is a podcast named Sport for Everybody. Every day, you can listen to sports news and great stories of the best athletes.
Question 2.
I love comics, and I buy one almost every week. That's how I discovered Comic Pal a week ago, which has interviews with comic book creators from all over the world. It's very well done, and I recommend it to every comic lover.
Question 3.
I've discovered amazing books while listening to LitPod, which has a new episode every Tuesday. It's about everything from great new books to favorite classics, from young adult novels to the latest on-screen adaptations.
Question 4.
A friend who plays the guitar told me about a new podcast about famous musicians and their lives, but I can't remember the name. Oh, yes, I've got it. It's Music Tales.
Question 5.
Absolutely. I can't really wake up in the morning without a good news program. And a lot of people are just like me. However, I don't have a TV set, and reading a newspaper takes too much time. Listening to the Daily News podcast is perfect for me.
Question 6.
I can't easily get to sleep at night. I tried everything and nothing worked. Then, one day, a friend told me about a history podcast he really liked. I found it incredibly boring, but now I know what to do when I go to bed.